consequences.
Love is often described as heartwarming, heart-wrenching, and even heartbreaking. So what does the brain have to do with it? Everything.
When I fall in love, it will be forever.
Were you disappointed when you got to know me?
You know, I fell in love with you the first time I saw you. You're just the most amazing, beautiful girl I ever met, and somehow, I don't know, somehow you chose me.
I'm gonna offer you.
If I can't help falling in love with you.
Pittsburgh. Dan Carr. Change for us all.
Good morning. Good evening. And possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. Today is a special episode, for this is the first ever podcast I have recorded after awakening. So I'd like to start by saying good awakening and happy rising to each and every one of you on the start of this brand new adventure, returning from the astral plane, taking knowledge and wisdom for us into this physical reality we call life. And I'm very grateful and thankful to have all of you here, and I do apologize for taking about a week's time off, but I think that's the beauty of this show, is knowing that it's ever-growing, ever-flowing, and it's a reflection of my truest form of my life, because everything you hear is truly within me. There is no preparation, no plans, no nothing. I awakened today and thought to myself, I would like to sit down and talk about things that have been so prevalent in my life as we haven't talked in a few days. And so, the thing that has been so amazing, and I'd like to give a special shout-out to the Flower Goddess herself. There has been so many things and experiences I have been going through within this past week alone, not even including the months of spanning time within this, but so much has been happening and occurring that it literally awakened me with such a beautiful thought. And as I sat outside over this overcasty, gloomy Saturdays, I thought to myself about so many things and the beauty of what is and what life truly is, and also you get my sultry morning voice, so enjoy this as much as you can. I sat out there and I thought to myself, how beautiful it is to love and to be in love. And I think that's why this show today for you is about falling in love and the whole concept behind it and what it really is. So now, to even talk about love itself, there's so many degrees of love. There is loving, just simply and truly, loving life, loving everything around you, and being present and being very focused on the moment itself and enjoying it for what it is. This is the first form of love so many people are introduced to in their life, which is enjoying the moments with others, being present and realizing the beauty within what you have now. Understanding that the things you have are what were meant for you, and chasing the things that aren't are not good for you. It's not about having everything you want. It's simply about wanting what you've got. And you start to love the fact that the person you are in the mirror and what you see is truly not who you are, but merely an outer reflection of the things you are. Because I don't know if you're sure of this yet or have seen, but the happier somebody is, the more they reflect that and they shine. The more upset and angry or depressed, the more it actually sinks themselves into themselves, and they have more of an off-putting aura, and the face is very expressive in so many ways. That's why I think when you start to love yourself and the world and these moments, and especially the things that come and go, you start to fall in love with the entire experience. And that's another progression of being just the base form of love, right? Because when you do, you start to truly inside reflect on everything, and no longer see anything as a bad attribute that's being done to you. And I mean that quite literally. There is nothing in your life that will happen to you that is going to truly hurt you. Everything is a lesson at the end of the day, and all of it is teaching you true unconditional love. That's the goal of this existence, if you ask me for a simple explanation, is that through the entirety of this conversation with you, I'm going to help you see and understand what unconditional love truly is, through self and another. And so as you've grown and found love and started to see what it is within everything around you, you start to again be so open to every experience as it comes, every chapter, every page, every line. And you're more so attuned with yourself that you're very open and vibrant, and you can express it so beautifully because everything now retracts it, restores it, and reciprocates it with you. And that's what I think is so beautiful, is that it will stimulate you and it will keep you going as a cohesive, consistent, almost just feels like it's such a natural bond. And that's what you've always needed within life, in finding the things within yourself. And so that base level of love is not only the appreciation of the moment, the appreciation of what you have, it literally is appreciation itself in the most distinctive of terms. The appreciation for everything, good or bad. The appreciation for what you've had or what is coming to you. The appreciation for knowing this existence and this reality in a physical attribute is so brief and so minuscule in the grand cosmos and concepts of creation itself, and the divinity and the divine of what we truly are inside. That is what is all about, is the first level is appreciation. And so now that you've found the consistencies within yourself, and you've started to truly open and love the things around you, the people, places, everything, no matter what it is, as they come and go, this is now where it starts to envelop into loving another, and to fall in love with somebody. And this is quite literally one of the most beautiful and terrifying things you can do. Because if you think about it, it's like any investment in life. It's all risky. We've talked about it before. Everything in life comes with risks. And that's what I think is so beautiful, is no matter what the obstacle is in front of you, what the investment might be, or what action or cause of an effect, or the butterfly effect that may happen from your choices, all of it must come from the base level of love and appreciation. Because in doing so, you are now able to show your truest form of yourself, your authentic nature. And it's okay. Nobody's perfect. Trust me, you will never be perfect in this life, nor should you try to be. Because I think in the chase for perfection, you start to lose the perfections of imperfection. And that's what makes you truly divine in your own self. Because I don't want you to be perfect, because then everybody would be the same. I don't want you to chase what everyone else has, because then everybody would have it. I don't want you to follow the things that are done in front of you and simply just go in line. I want you to stand out and show me who you truly are. That's how I find love within yourself and who you are. And so in doing these things and finding your own uniqueness and being able to fall in love with the process of somebody else, trust me when I say there's so many things you can fall in love with. You can fall in love with the adventure. You can fall in love with life. You can fall in love with yourself. You can fall in love with somebody else. And that's, again, one of the most terrifying and beautiful things you can do. Because imagine showing yourself in the most bare, exposed way possible. And I don't mean just your birthday suit, getting naked in front of them. I don't mean just connecting on a sacred level and becoming one and exchanging energy. I mean truly and wholly showing them the most bare state of yourself, which is truly being you. And you can only hold an act for so long. That's one thing I hope you can really start to see over time when you found love in self. You'll start to see people for who they are over time, and you'll have empathy and compassion for them. There's no need to hate anybody, for nobody can truly do you wrong. It's your choices at the end of the day. So let's look back on any bad relationship you've had, or one that got far off track or didn't work out, or they weren't a good person, manipulative, maybe they were even gaslighting, etc. They didn't treat you the way you should have been treated. Well, to be honest with you, you didn't know what you deserved yet. So how can you be upset of them for being what they were at the time that you wanted? That's the point of all of this. Everything is self-reflection. That is the inner workings of true love, unconditional love. No matter who they are and what they've done for you, to you or for you or etc., It's all part of your overall growth and adventure in this life. And that's what makes it so vibrant and so beautiful to me, is that every past relationship I've had, any romantic, physical, friendship, whatever it is, I still have love for them all, and I always will, because those were definitive points, markers, and staples within the overall growth and development of the mold of what I am today. We are truly like clay, and everything we go through is up to us how we develop it. Do we let it dry, water it, shape it, redo it? Do we cut it, sand it? That is our choice, and the things around us are what give us or take from us. That is why you have to be very welcoming and loving of all of it. And that doesn't mean you hold on to things, because that's another level of true unconditional love, which we've talked about before, is learning the art of attachment and detachment. You can never truly attach to anything in this life, because you will lose it. Nothing is ours, not even our bodies. Nothing is ours, not even our true inner self is ours. It comes from source. When you can really understand what I just told you, you'll finally start to see what is in front of us. Remember, you are not you. This life is not your own. And the premise of what you believe to be has never been you this entire time. Your ego is what has defined you. Society is what has shaped you. Your family is what has molded you. And then you, over time, through action, causes, effect, and experiences, have defined and identified with what you are. But you are none of that. You are simply just to experience love. So that means you don't hold on to things that are no longer good for you. You don't stay around with people who lower you. The entirety of this adventure is to evolve, to grow, and to raise your frequency to such a high potential, it will literally radiate everybody's soul, the divinity of Christhood. Man and woman can obtain this. It is not defined by gender. God is not defined by gender. It is not even God. That is a human morale to it. Yahweh, Hashem, there is so much more to it. There is so much that we will never understand because we are limited. And the only thing we are supposed to truly do in this life is obtain unconditional love. I figured it out. And that's why I enjoy everything that comes my way. And I'm so openly expressive of how I believe and what I see. Because at the end of the day, I can say no wrong if I speak from my most inner self, which is Source. I cannot misguide you or mislead you if I'm being openly honest with my intentions and the way I view you. If I love you, I tell you. If I'm falling for you, I've fallen. If you want to claim me and lay on top of my highest peak and make me yours, please do, because I have chosen you. And that's the point of falling in love with somebody, is choosing them. So remember, there is no sense thing of ownership. No contractual obligation of love. We are unconditional. There is no conditions for my love. You do not have to be something by a certain day. I don't need you to make money. I don't need you to have a career. I don't need any worldly things to make me fall in love with you. It's you that I fell in love with. Something about the way you look captivated me. In a world full of poets, you were poetry. In a world full of noise, you were calm. In a world full of so much saturation, you stood out as a unique soul. That is what captivates me as a person, is I don't care where you work, what you do. I won't even ask you. When I ask what your dreams are, what the future is you wish for yourself, it's merely to see what your mind is, what you believe in, and what you would like to obtain in this life. That's why John Lennon was so unique, because as a child, in his classroom, when his teacher asked everybody what they want to be when he grows up, he said, "I want to be happy." Imagine a kid saying something so innocent. Imagine letting the world take away your true love for yourself, the love of life, the love of just creativity, imagination, being truly young at heart forever. Why would you let that go? Why would you allow anybody to take that from you? And why would you allow yourself to lose out on the most beautiful thing you'll ever experience? Yourself. Which I hope to enjoy as much as you do. That's why when you fall in love with somebody, it's one again of the most scary, nerve-wracking, but rewarding and beautiful things. Because eventually you're going to show them exactly who you are. Because again, the charade will fade. I'm somebody who has been very comfortable with who I am right up front. So a lot of people always take it as, it can't be real. I must be boasting. I must be oversaying things, or maybe just trying to flex a little too much, or trying to put on my best suit forward. Oh, maybe we're just on cloud nine because it feels so unique and it's so new and it's so real. Maybe for you. But for me, I felt it the entire time. For me, I've always been who I am, and I've never said or spoke on things I don't believe. If I tell you I'm in love with you, it's forever. If I tell you I've fallen for you, I won't get back up. I'm supposed to lay there with you. That's the experience. I think when you truly fall for somebody, that is when you know what your potential is and what you're capable of. And that's where you would truly be tested on unconditional love. Because they will say things that maybe don't sit the way you would like them to. They might do things that from your perspective on how you view life and how you live might not seem like the best way to do it. But who am I to tell you? Who am I to tell you how to live? I do not want to change you for a second, for that is who I've fallen for. I don't want to make you into somebody else. I want to watch you grow and nurture you and give you protection when you ask it. I don't want to do things that change your perspective on life. I merely want to enhance it and show you more outside of this horse vision, these binoculars that they've shoved us into, and open up your radius just a little bit more to the beauty and the lights and the sounds. I never want to make anybody do anything outside of them being the best self they can be. And so when I fall in love with you, I will be there to help you, to guide you. I will pull you out of your darkest days. I will show you a part of life and existence that most people will think I'm crazy for, and that's okay. I think it is crazy to tell the truth in a world full of lies. Who would want to accept the reality that you're being lied to? Who would want to accept the reality you live somewhere where they don't care about you? Who would want to accept the reality you live in an entire matrix system that has contorted your mind to believing what you believe family and love to be? To believe you need somebody who can provide for you in a physical notion to really truly be of value for you, making you attuned and stuck in the physical, rather than finding somebody who feeds your soul, who feeds your heart, who makes you smile and think of so many vibrant things and constantly just makes you feel alive. I don't care if I live on the streets with somebody. I'll be honest with you. I've always been. I don't care about what your value is outside of what you value yourself and what you show the world. The way I fall in love with somebody is how they act around others. How they act when they're by themselves. How they act when it's just me and them. How they act in the environment of this fake reality within this system. How they view the world. What do they do when they're all alone? What do they find of importance to themselves? What do they really want out of this life, and what are they yearning to experience? Are they always growing? Are they open to being conversational and even maybe challenged? Do they challenge me when they know of how much I believe the things I do, and in the most healthiest of ways? Are they somebody who wants the absolute best for me? Do they go out of their way to show me little acts of kindness that mean so much because it's truly about the little things, not the big things? Anybody that has made money can travel the world with you, but who's going to go out of their way to make something small and cute, or to remember something you said, or to find a little moment, or to take you to a park and enjoy the moment? Those things are so much more defining to me. I really don't care about money. It doesn't do anything for me. It never has. I don't believe in that stuff. I don't believe in chasing a career, or else I'd been on TV a long time ago. I would have been chasing my voice work even more and using this talent for things that are of worldly premise. But I think it was meant more for right now with you, and to let you know the way that I've seen the world and how I've grown, and to wake up and to arise in the middle of a beautiful, gloomy Saturday, and to do something for the first time I've never done, recording a podcast as soon as I've awakened. And I've done that with you today, and I keep falling more in love with you and this process, and I keep falling more in love even when the time away molds the heart and grows it for one another and builds that strength of yearning to see each other again. That's why I think this is such a beautiful moment, and why I love every part of it. And that's why, again, I think you should be so open and welcoming to falling in love with somebody. Because it's going to be a very tough process, and it's going to challenge you. But if you take a step back and don't want a few things, this is how I can help you to really enjoy the experience, is don't expect them to stay for your entire life. Expect nothing. That way you can enjoy everything. do not have any conditions on what is expected from them to receive your love from a plethora of things. And I'm going to hit you with something that's really even harder to accept. You need to be chosen, and you choosing them is only half of that. You cannot make them choose you, nor should you try. I've heard of so many people who constantly try and try and try and try. Ask her out, nag, ask, talk, wait, this. They're doing so much just to show persistency, quote unquote, courting. But I'll be honest with you. Why would I keep chasing you if you keep telling me no? Why am I going to play this game with you when I never saw any spark to begin with? You have to show me something that is there, or else why would I sit there banging two rocks over no flint? Do you know how dumb I would look? Why would I sit there for months and months just praying some flint comes by? That shows how unvaluable I think of myself. And I really hope you know this as well, as kind of like a general standpoint to open your mind to reality. If somebody is courting you that hard, ask why. Truly. There's a difference between when a connection is made and there is, say, some crazy obstacles in front of you. I'm talking about things that will take months to maybe years to finally overcoming to see what you two could be. The great Bob Marley said himself, if she's easy, she's not worth it. If she's worth it, she's not easy. And if you quit, you aren't worthy. Don't chase somebody so hard that it loses yourself. If you're chasing somebody, and I mean this in the most respectable way possible, I don't think you're ready for somebody. Neither are they. That isn't something you want to obtain in this life. You want to be chosen. We were chosen to be here. I chose to sit down with you tonight, and you chose to listen to me, which is why this experience is so beautiful. When you fall in love with somebody, it comes naturally. What I mean by that is you want to be able to talk to somebody so naturally, the invisible red string theory that the Chinese Proverbs talks about, that two people are meant for one another, and when the timing is right, sometimes they're hiding in plain sight in front of you for months, years, and eventually they bring you together, and you have that experience. You'll know when you see them. You'll want to go back and talk to them. You'll want them to come talk to you. You'll chase them outside of a freaking your job. You're working somewhere. They come in to talk to you, to see you, because they've missed you and you miss them. You didn't want to end it, so you chase them outside just to experience them more, to see what it is. That's a sign to see what is there. That's a sign to try. That's a sign to open yourself to possibly loving somebody else. And in doing so, you might be so surprised by this love you develop with them, you might start to fall for them utterly and completely, and totally let yourself be vulnerable. And in that type of a place, when you have chosen correctly and you've figured out who you are, this doesn't come to like a self thing of them disrespecting you or them doing against you or whatever. Remember, I told you, you'll never own anything. You just want them to choose to be with you. And when they choose to be with you, there is never a thing to worry about. You should never have jealousy in any form of a love, because then it is not real. You should never have envy. You should never ask them to do things that would go against themselves naturally. By God, you should never clip a bird's wing or cage anybody. Because just like a beautiful flower that you saw on the side of the road, sit with it, enjoy it, maybe even take a picture if you want to take it home with you and remember it in different ways. Myself, I'm somebody who doesn't take many pictures in life. The pictures are in my mind, and I've grown myself so vibrantly. The ones that stand out the most stay with me for eternity. And I know, no matter what I go through, they will always be a part of my DNA. That's why I cherish things so much. That's why I've never had an issue in my life, to be honest with you, with letting people go as they wish. When people have told me in the past they wanted to leave, I allowed them. And you know why I said allowed? Because they were looking for something to allow it. When they never needed it, they just wanted to hear it, because for them, it helped them. And I'll do that for you. Because that's how much I love you. But no, you could have left either way. I wouldn't fight for you that way. That's why I think you have to be very open and see, like, a lot of these relationships and people are that they're in, none of them are anywhere close to what true unconditional love should be. You shouldn't have to ask somebody where they're going. Why does it matter? Just wish them a good day. If they tell you, listen, and then reciprocate by telling them what you wish to do. If they're truly interested in your day and they love you and they want to ask what you're doing, let them know, because it comes from a good place. There's a difference when you say, I'm going out, and they say, well, where are you going? Who are you going with? When are you coming back? Or you go and you're like, hey, baby, I'm going to go out for a while. All right, my love, have a great time. Let me know if you need something. Just because you didn't ask doesn't mean you don't care. It means you trust them, you love them, and you've chosen them. So wherever they go, you know they will do no harm. Stop being fearful of this world and thinking like, oh, this, oh, that. Somebody could just run into my house at any time that's being chased by the cops and hide in my guest's bedroom. I mean, yeah, that can happen, but that's the uncertainty of this system in life. Those things happen. You couldn't have done anything to avoid that. So why be so hyper-exposed and so hyper-dense to the factor of being like overstimulated and just paranoid over things that could happen any day? I could literally be Danny Darko right now, right here, and this episode could never be released because an engine from a plane could hit the top of my house and crush me utterly. And then you would never hear this and you wouldn't have never heard me. I'm not going to sit here in fear because of that. I'm going to keep loving and living and telling you what I see. That's what all of this is about. And when you truly fall in love with somebody, you will have no fear anymore. Not even the fear of losing them. Because how can you lose them? They're a part of you now forever. Think about what I just said. The physical comes and goes. Beauty fades. But inner workings of who you are is infinite and eternalized. The memory that they give you, you will always see if you truly wish to remember it. The person in front of you should always grow and change, so don't be afraid if they do. Watch them bloom. Watch them blossom like a flower. And I hope they don't stay as an orchid. I hope they turn into a dandelion, a rose, a lily, an orca, whatever. There's so many beautiful flowers out there. I don't want you to be one flower, but all. I don't want you to stay in your cocoon or be a freaking caterpillar. I want you to fly and be a butterfly. That is why I think true love and the divinity of falling in love, it's going to test you the hardest in this life. Because that is really going to show you what you have to let go. It's the closest thing to death in my experience, I could say, or just the most compatible thing I can compare it to. Because death is letting go of everything you've ever known, physically, in this reality. And you have no choice about it. That is why people are so fearful of it, because they're afraid of letting every single thing go, and it being nothing. I can't speak in absolutes or promise you anything, but the one thing I can tell you is, trust me, there is so much more. I've seen it. I see it every day, especially when I sleep and I die every night, and I'm reawakened and reborn. Take a chance, fall in love, but make sure you have started to love yourself first, to love life, the reality of what it is, and the moments that fill it within you. Moments. You've got to love all of them, every part of them. And you can't stop yourself from growing, nor allowing anybody to stop you. I mean this in the most loving and respectable way. If somebody is not okay with your growth, your change, your adaption, your evolving, do not worry about them anymore. It's their battle, their own choices they have to do themselves. I'm not a fan of listening to these modern day marriage advice counselors or people who tell you, it's not about staying in love, it's about working on love. You'll fall in love and then you'll fall out of it and you've got to work on it. Why is it a job? It shouldn't be a job. Do you know I see work as something completely different as other people? So I don't see work as sitting in the car, commuting, sitting down, trying to figure out these assignments, getting paid, dredging the things, doing things that you don't enjoy, or you don't like, or you don't have fun. Do you know what love really is and what true working on love is? It's like poetry. It's like art. It's like creating a beautiful canvas out of nothing. And it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of renditions, a lot of reworks, a lot of scraping, a lot of redoing, a lot of erasing. But the beauty of it is you fall in love with the process, and you're never done and complete because you know there's always another piece to grow. And I don't mean multiple partners. I mean the person will constantly need help, growth, change, evolution, reflection, guidance, nurturing, protection. That is why falling in love is going to challenge you, because it's going to show yourself what you're made of. Can you put yourself to the side in some very pivotal times? Are you able to be comfortable with them going and doing things without you? Are you okay if you don't hear from them for some time? Does the yearning for one another grow the heart, or does it make it less? When you're around others and you meet new people, beautiful people, whatever it is, do you find yourself getting pulled to them? Then maybe you're truly not in love. Because it doesn't mean you only have eyes for one. Remember what I'm saying here too. It means you've only given yourself to one, truly, to enjoy and to experience. You have to remember that nature proves to us and shows us all the time of what is, right? And depends on kind of your inner workings of how you truly believe love to be for yourself, because I cannot make you believe in love my way. I can only show you how I experience it, and I'm truly a swan to be, you know, everybody says they have their spirit animals. The swan is so beautiful to me because the swan, when it falls truly in love with another, it chooses them as their partner. And if their partner is to die or pass before them, a lot of the times they will fly so high and dive bomb into the ground because to them it's over without that love. To me, I don't see myself as somebody who would end a physical reality, but I would end the concept of connecting that deeply with somebody if I have found the one that is aligned perfectly with it, that has grown me, adapted me, and shaped me, because then it would be dismaying and discerning and watering down the fact of the experience I had with them to say it just was a stepping stone to another. I don't believe in that stuff. That's why I don't believe in marriage, because I think marriage is a farce. It's sad to me that so many people get married and then just divorced. If you really meant your vows, you know that's forever. Forever and all, in every life, you will find them again. Whether they get sick and die here, you will move forward in this life carrying their memory and find them again in the next. I don't see people who are truly in love anymore. I just see lovers who love love. And that's okay. It doesn't make it wrong. It doesn't make it any less prevalent or important to you. For myself, though, I've already fallen in love with love. Now I want to be in love and really experience how hard it is, because that's my final test here, is to fall so head over heels for somebody, right, that I truly am still able to detach from it when the time comes. And I don't mean forget them, I don't mean let them go, but that I've loved them so truly and wholly that that's all I needed to finish this life. And so again, they can come and go as they choose. Shoot, they can take on multiple lovers if they wish. But for me, at least I knew it was real. And that's not devaluing. That is not saying I don't know my value or any of that. Trust me when I say I'm probably the most valuable people you will meet in this life, because I ask nothing from you. I simply will never, because I know your value needs help. And sometimes it needs to be shown from a very authentic, passive, and neutral base. So the same concept goes again with falling in love. Take the chance. And it's okay. You'll probably get hurt and fall in love with the wrong people many times before. That's the beauty of growing. Don't worry about your age, because I've met people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s. Nobody has it down correctly, and there's no time limit. Don't worry about your frontal lobe being developed by 25 and all this. That's just all physical bullshit, okay? That's making you more restrained and connected to the body. Find somebody who just makes you absolutely aroused. The thought of them just makes you wet. Like, I'm being very descriptive but honest, where the thought of them just gets you so intimate that you just can't wait to just be one with them. The thought of spending time with them makes you feel so alive, because they connect you more to the moment, because you feel the love, and that love transpires into the love of the world around you, because nature has no bias. The world around us, Mother Gaia, everything is all connected as one. Source is everything. We were meant to be loving. That's why I love animals so much. That's why I choose not to eat them as much as I can, because they're all full of love and they just want to be felt, to be held, and to be reflected in all of us. That's what it means to be a shepherd. That's what it means to be Moses. So don't be afraid. Take the chance. I promise you'll get hurt a lot. It's going to be one of the most gut-wrenching things you'll ever experience, and it's also going to be the most frightening. But once you figure it out, and you fall in love with somebody, and you love love, and you love the experience, you'll learn that you'll want the best for them, and you'll want to see them grow and flourish in so many beautiful ways, and most of the time, even when they're not with you, preferably, because you know when they're with you, they'll be at their best. You're hoping when they're away from you, they can also be at their best. That's truly loving somebody. Why would you get jealous if they meet other people and connect? Let them. That's the point of life, is to meet and to grow. They have to find discernment for themselves to know who's good or bad for them. They have to learn who's going to use them or wants to truly feel a part of them, to help them. Who's just looking to sleep with them or to be physical? Who's truly trying to grow spiritually and trying to mold them and adapt? That's the concept of what I'm telling you, is that this isn't simply black and white. If you're with somebody who is simply just yearning for physical connection with others, you're still a physical being yourself if that's all you're close to. Find somebody that you don't have to worry about, because trust me, they don't care about that physicality much anymore. You turn them on so much, they don't need it from anybody else. Why would they? And if they find themselves getting pulled to others or falling in love with another, that means you weren't the one, or even at the applicable space to show them what it is. And maybe you did so well, it's time for them to find it in another. Either way, this is your adventure. That's what this comes down to. So enjoy the adventure. And don't be afraid to fall. Don't be afraid to lose. Don't be afraid to let go. Because at the end of the day, we got to let go of all of this beautiful place. And this is just a mere reflection in a minuscule, little microscopic thing of what I think the true beauty is of this entire world. And I think once you've leveled up as much as you can and finally have come back to realize, I have a feeling you're going to meet somebody that you've loved multiple lifetimes. You're going to find somebody who calls so deeply to you, it even expands the concept of time and space and humanity. It's so deeply rooted into your soul, it transpires into your DNA, into your entire nervous system. And the mere touch and sound and taste of them fills every part of your soul. Your cup can't runneth over anymore. So, take a chance. Fall in love. Love, love. But fall in love with yourself. Make sure when you choose somebody to be with, they also choose you. And they don't ask for anything from you. Because if they did, I have a hard time believing they truly love you for you then. They should never ask you to do anything other than being your best self. If they ask you to make them promises here and there, do little cute things, just know it's out of love and it's fun. But you'll really know who they are when you see them. You'll feel them when you're around them. And you'll be able to hear them when you listen. So thanks for letting me wake up with you today. Thank you for letting me rise and speak my mind when I came from the astral plane. I'm going to try to do this more when I wake up on weekends or if I have availability to do so. Because I think this is a little bit more special. I don't like doing them late at night. I'm tired. The day's over. My body wants to rest. Imagine doing it the first thing I wake up. We might start doing this more. So, all my love to you. I wish you the best. And take a chance. You're worth it. So if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love.